and all the artwork, and it'll all be displayed outside there.
And that silent auction is July 28th, right? And June 30th is when they'll be shown at the Caro Library.
Hey, this is Erin Moran from A Girl Called Eddie, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at WGXC.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org/donate now. WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Alex Benson of Tivoli, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The Greenville Pioneer is reporting the 4-H youth of Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia and Greene Counties participated and excelled at the recent Regional Horse and Regional Dairy Bowl competitions. The Horse Bowl was held in Canajoharie on March 9th. Youth involved in the horse program came from all over the capital region to test their equine knowledge. Columbia and Greene's team took second place. The junior team came in fourth. The Capital Region Dairy Bowl contest was held at Ichabod Crane Middle School in Valencia on March 2nd. This year, the beginner teams placed first and second overall. Anthony Cordado, Braden Skoda, and Robert Pulse will now compete at the New York State Fair Invitational on August 21st. The junior team took third and fourth places overall, and Casey Purdy and Randy Albertson will now go on to serve on the 2019 Capital Regional State Dairy Bowl team. The senior teams placed first and fourth overall. Competing at the State Dairy Bowl as Capital Region team members will be Calvin Keller and Vidar Perot. Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the number of confirmed measles cases in Rockland County continues to rise. The total rose to 156 since the first case was reported in October. It rose by 3 since County Executive Edwin Day this week announced a ban on unvaccinated children under the age of 18 from going to indoor public places. County officials are calling the spread of the virus an epidemic, and they continue to urge those who have not been vaccinated to do so. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Tom Fitzsimmons is reporting for NBCNews.com. U.S. Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, a co-chair of the Congressional LGBT Equality Caucus, March 28th, introduced a bill that would ban the use of Medicaid funding for conversion therapy. The Cold Spring Democrat introduced the Prohibition of Medicaid Funding for Conversion Therapy Act with 63 co-sponsors. Maloney called conversion practices harmful and denied they have any therapeutic value. Gail Mayer, president of GLMA, Health Professionals Advancing LGBTQ Equality, said, and I quote, "Conversion therapy is a charlatan practice that has been widely debunked and discredited by healthcare professionals and banned by law in 15 states, Washington, D.C., and scores of municipalities and counties," end quote. The bill is endorsed by the Trevor Project, Human Rights Campaign, National Education Association, PFLAG National, Gay and Lesbian Medical Association, National Center for Lesbian Rights, and other LGBTQ groups. Read the full story at NBCNews.com. Kenneth C. Crow II is reporting for the Times Union. The Rensselaer County legislature's Democrats are demanding that County Executive Steve McLaughlin explain why he took a trip to Costa Rica last week, paid for by a county agency. The six representatives are calling for Republican McLaughlin to provide details of the trip's purpose, the names and titles of the members of the trip's entourage, and why they were selected and by whom, the IDA's funding and accounting for the trip's expenses, what other county funds may have been used, and I quote, what outcomes and tangible deliveries, end quote, county residents can expect directly from the trip, and what the benefits would be for Hudson Valley Community College. McLaughlin traveled with officials from both Hudson Valley and the State University at Albany. Minority Leader Peter Grimm of Troy said of the query, and I quote, "Our constituents want to know," end quote. McLaughlin's spokesperson Richard Crist said March 28th, "The executive office," and I quote, "will be happy to provide information on this successful trip to strengthen economic and educational opportunities involving Rensselaer County, Hudson Valley Community College, and the University at Albany with business and educational leaders in the coming days," end quote. IDA Executive Director Robert Pazzanella said the trip was taken in an effort to attract more students to attend Hudson Valley. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a 90% chance of showers on Sunday, with a high of only 41, low around 24 Sunday night, with a 20% chance of rain or snow. Monday should be mostly sunny with a high near 39 and a low around 24. Tuesday should warm up a bit, mostly sunny skies, a high near 48 and a low around 30. I'm Tom Rowe for WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears. Tune in Sunday, March 31st to Radio for Open Ears on 90.7 FM. Pat Lennon and Christian Hayes are in with The Nearest Faraway Place at 6 p.m. on 90.7 FM before Tony Fallon's In Acre with The Irish Show at 8 p.m. on the radio at 90.7 FM.
This is a red alert. Please remain calm. Every precaution will be taken for your protection. Keep your radio tuned to this place on the dial throughout the alert period for information. Telephone service to your home may be cut off to permit military and civil defense authorities to carry out vital operations. Take shelter in your basement or in your nearest shelter area. If you can plug in your radio in the basement, take it with you. Use a portable radio set if you have one. Otherwise, turn up the volume of your radio so that you can hear it in the basement. Keep calm. Don't lose your head. This station will continue to stay on the air throughout the alert period to bring you authentic information and official instructions. Refuse to listen to unauthorized rumors or broadcasts. This is your official broadcast.
In accordance with the authority vested in me, I hereby declare a emergency to exist.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm a student at Hudson High School, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate.
All that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I guess books we hate aren't all that good stuff.
No. But we usually talk more about books we love.
Yeah. But what's a book that you can think of that you really, really hated? Can you think
of? I feel
of?
Like you know what my answer might be.
Oh, is it that the
old
one?
Old Man in the Sea?
I borrowed that from the library. I have to read it.
Yeah.
I decided this is the year that I will read Old Man in the Sea and see which camp I'm in.
Yeah.
Love it or hate it, which seems to be the only two camps.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I know I've read some books that I've hated, but I hated them enough that I don't remember their titles. Because they were that bad.
Wow.
Not worth the memory. But yeah. But we mostly love books. And we mostly read books.
We love.
Because who has time for bad books?
Yeah.
But sometimes when you're in school, you have to read books that you don't like. So.
Unfortunately.
Wow. And you wanted to talk about a book that you've been reading in school.
Yes. Well, technically, it's not a book. It's a play. We're reading Hamlet currently, and we are all assigned parts. It is very good.
I have managed Tutu Duck
being assigned a part as of now. I don't know about other acts. I'll see if I can continue to do that.
Oh, you're not a part?
No, not right now, no.
You're a tree?
Yeah, I'm chilling in the background.
I love playing the part of the tree. Although, in Wizard of Oz, you'd actually have words.
Yeah, you would.
So, there's that. But do you like Hamlet so far?
Yes, I've read it before, actually.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I've read a translated version. One of those, like, No Fear Shakespeare books that are meant for, like, younger children.
And never heard of those.
Basically, on one side of the page, you have the original script, and then on the other side, you have the translated into modern-day English, and it makes it much easier.
Cool.
But I can still kind of get the idea of what's going on from the play we're reading right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an interesting way to read Shakespeare with an adaptation, because I think you would lose some of the, like, beauty of the language, except that you do have it there still to reference on the one side of the page. But the stories themselves are, you know, I've seen movie adaptations that aren't using the exact language, and they're still entertaining and interesting stories.
Mm-hmm.
So, but his writing is very interesting and challenging to read.
It is. It is challenging. Yeah. Kids are stuttering through their lines all the time.
That's hard.
And whoever's Hamlet has those has like 1,000 soliloquies, so they have to be like pretty well pronounced.
Are there like favorite characters that you have, or like
I
that
can't
are
choose
popular?
Favorites in Hamlet. No. You know what happens to all of them. Aww. So, I mean, I have favorites in Romeo and Juliet. I like Friar Lawrence. He seems cool, and he survives.
Spoiler alert! No, I'm just kidding. More people survive in Romeo and Juliet than Hamlet.
Far more people do.
Yeah, I read Hamlet a long time ago, and I don't remember how much the characters are in the play Hamlet. But Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, there's also there's another play called Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead, which I believe is Tom Stoppard. I really loved that play when I was in high school, and the movie adaptation of it, and it's basically...
I have no idea what it's actually about.
It's basically during the time of the play of Hamlet, but from the perspective of Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, who are these performers that... come to town to perform a play.
Yeah.
So what's happening with Hamlet and everybody else is background.
That's so cool.
I found it very interesting when I was a teenager.
I went to, I had to read some of the script of Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, which is cool.
So what do you think of the play so far?
It's good. It's complicated.
Mm-hmm. How does it compare for you with the other Shakespeare that you've read?
I mean, it's one of the more popular ones. One of my favorites, despite all its flaws, is Romeo and Juliet, despite how much I like to make fun of it.
Yeah.
And I read A Midsummer Night's Dream a while ago, like years ago, which I think actually had a happy ending, so that kind of has a special place in my heart, too.
Yeah, it's not one of the tragedies.
A very special place. And I read Othello, which I thought was really good.
I think of those, I mean... Midsummer Night's Dream is obviously the lightest, because it's not one of his tragedies.
Yes, I think it's a comedy, actually.
Mm-hmm. But what I like about Romeo and Juliet as a tragedy is that it has a number of light moments, because it's a romance as well. And so, even though there's some romance in Hamlet and Othello, it's much more minimal than Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, Romeo and Juliet has some good moments.
And I find myself, whenever I see a Romeo and Juliet adaptation, having moments of hope for the two of them, that somehow the end will be a happy one.
Yeah.
And so far that hasn't happened, but I still hold out hope. And there's something about the play where you're really like rooting for them.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's harder in some of the other tragedies to really root for the characters, because you either don't care enough about them, or it's just, you know, it's not going to go well. So is there anything else that you're excited to read?
I'm making my way through the second comic book for Wings of Fire, which follows like the story of the second book, which is really cool. A good portion of it takes place underwater, and the illustrations make it really, really beautiful.
Sounds really nice. Mm-hmm. Underwater dragons.
Yes.
Just what you've always wanted. Awesome.
I feel like it's something everyone has always wanted. I recently tried dragon fruit, and that was the best experience of my life.
It was good?
Yes, actually it was.
I can't remember if I've ever had dragon fruit.
It tastes kind of like a kiwi.
I like kiwi.
It doesn't look appealing, but it tastes appealing.
Is it the really spiky one on the outside?
Yes, and once you like shell it or whatever, it actually kind of looks like tofu with poppy seeds in it, and it is not
that,
though.
I love tofu.
That's not what it is. Uh-huh. It is fruit.
I'd probably really like it if it was tofu with poppy seeds. Awesome. Well, I just finished up a comic book as well, and it is New Kid by Jerry Kraft, who comes to the book festival frequently and is coming again this year. And Yay. This is his latest comic. It just came out sometime recently, I think in the past few months. And it's about a seventh grader named Jordan Banks, who's an avid cartoonist. He loves drawing little, you know, comic strips, cartoons about his life. And he really wants to go to art school, but his parents send him to this prestigious private school instead. And Jordan shows up, and it turns out he's one of the few students of color at the school. And so he sticks out in ways that aren't always fun for him. You know, he's not only the new kid, but he's the new black kid.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of his teachers accidentally call him by, like, another black student's name. Some of his classmates do the same thing. There's some teachers that make assumptions that he's going to be good at sports when he's really not. He's very much an artist and not an athlete. But he makes some very good friends at the school, too, and tells a lot of his stories through comics. So we both get to see it, you know, as Jerry Kraft has drawn it. But there's also little comics throughout that are drawn by the character Jordan.
That's cool.
That are in black and white. So it separates it from the Jerry Kraft portion of the novel. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Jordan's a cool kid. He's a good friend. He pretty immediately makes friends with his guide, Liam. He doesn't originally, when he first meets him, think they're going to have much in common because Liam is clearly a young man that comes from a lot of wealth. You know, he has this fancy car that he gets a ride to school in. And when they first meet, he's dead asleep. There's actually some funny illustrations in the beginning where it's like the first day of school and everybody's like, looks like zombies, kind of like, heading to school. They're so tired. But Jordan's always seems to be awake somehow. Here's your zombies for you.
Oh, that's cool.
They all have these sort of swirly eyes and look all sort of hobbled over. And
it's really cool.
Yeah. But yeah, so he makes friends with Liam, who's his guide for the, you know, as a new student, he gets somebody to kind of help him out, help him find his way. And he eventually makes some other friends in school, too.
Cool.
But he also makes some, you know, I don't know if I'd say enemies, but people he's not fond of and that are not fond of him as well. So I don't know, it's just sort of about, you know, your first year in a new school, kind of finding your place, finding your friends, finding your way around, figuring out how to... Not just how to fit in, but how to fit in as yourself.
Like, seems like a really chill story, and I like that.
Yeah, it was really fun. He also has these really cool, every chapter starts with a little image that's sort of an image from another movie. So the chapter 13
Yeah, you opened up right here to a Star Wars one.
Yeah, the Farce Awakens. I feel like even though this... I'm pretty sure it was just published as a graphic novel as opposed to individual comics. It reminds me of how compilations of comics have sort of those, they kind of are broken into chapters where they have like beautiful artwork to separate each section.
Yeah.
So they have, here's another one, Jordan Banks, the Non-Winter Soldier. So that's a reference from Captain America. Chapter 7 is the Chinese food connection.
I don't get that.
I don't know if that one's the French Connection, which is a movie, but
maybe
that one's a little more obscure, perhaps. Straight Out of South Uptown.
Oh, obviously. I know what that one is.
A Kwanzaa Story instead of a Christmas Story. So it's, I don't know. It's very fun. It's full color. Oh, the Saki Horror Picture Show.
Yes. I'm so happy that that's a thing in there.
There's one of his classmates has a puppet that she has on her hand that she makes speak a lot.
Aww.
And you sort of learn more about her throughout the story, but at first she's sort of this odd girl in his class that talks with a puppet. So yeah, I think it's a really fun read. It's got some interesting artwork where, you know, some of it's just kind of straightforward, sort of normal aspect ratio and stuff like that. And then every once in a while there's things that are in a bigger format or that sort of make you sort of see things a little differently.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I liked it a lot. And it's my first Jerry Kraft, so and I've seen him at the Book Fest for years, but I haven't actually read his work yet, which is odd because I love comics, but I'm glad to have finally done so. So that book is New Kid by Jerry Kraft, and you can borrow that from the library, or you can check it out at the Hudson Children's Book Festival on May 4th here at the Hudson Junior Senior High School.
That's awesome.
Yay.
Yay.
And I don't know what I'm going to read next. I just finished this actually this morning. So
my dad right now is reading this book of lore mm-hmm. that has a bunch of like real life, like based on true stories, like myths in it, like scary stories like Robert the Doll, the original Annabelle doll, which was a Raggedy Ann doll, things about the Wendigo, and it sounds very cool.
Do you know if it's a book for adults or teens? Or?
I don't know. I mean, the Wendigo's in it, so I'd say adult teens, older teens.
So that's very scary. I don't know that story.
I guess, according to my dad, the story behind it is pretty gruesome that he read in the book. But other stories in it, like Robert the Doll and Annabelle, are just kind of common creepy doll stories.
Hmm. I need a good creepy story.
Some of
to
the
read.
Illustrations in it are very good, too. Oh, yeah. Not as creepy as Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. Nothing will beat that. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark is getting a movie.
Oh, yeah?
Did you know that?
I didn't. Is it going to be live action? Or
it's live action.
Hmm.
And they've made the CGI in some parts to look like the illustrations, which I don't know if I like it or not, because it looks like very jarring compared to the real life setting. But I guess I'll have to wait and see more, because I've only seen one trailer. I think one trailer is out. So the stories I know that are in it are the Big Toe and the one story with the girl with the spiders and her face. And it's awful.
Awful and wonderful, all in one. We love Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think my next book, I'm not sure. I have a bunch of middle grade books at home that I've been wanting to read. So I have Front Desk by Kelly Yang. And I have Mercy Suarez Changes Gears by Meg Medina.
Ah.
So I think I'm going to read one of those next. But I also have some adult books that I want to read. I've been thinking about reading Breakfast of Champions by Kurt Vonnegut because I haven't read him in a while, and I've never read that one, and it's one of my husband's favorites. So I was like, maybe now is the time. Because I feel like I want my next book to just be one of those books that's like so good that, you know, when you get home from work or from school, that all you want to do is read.
Yeah.
I want one of those like sort of all enveloping books. That'd be good.
Yeah.
Do you have any ideas what you want to read after you're done with Hamlet and Wings of Fire?
I am not sure. After Wings of Fire, I think I might maybe look into some of the book battle books that we have. Or I've also got the lore book that my dad told me about, which he says is very, very good. But yeah.
So options.
Options.
Options are good. So before we're out of time for today, we want to make sure everyone knows about the High School Musical that is on this weekend, Friday to Sunday, at the Hudson Junior Senior High School.
Mm-hmm.
The play this year is Fame, the musical, and our good buddy Fahim is in the play.
Yeah.
Our Bound by Books co-host. So we hope everyone will check that out. You can go to the Hudson City School District website for more information.
Mm-hmm. Come see all my pals.
Yay! So we're going to be playing some music shortly, but before we do that, we wanted to let everyone know about the WGXC Radio for Open Ears Pancake Breakfast, which is happening at 9 a.m. on Saturday, March 30th. You can join WGXC for a special pancake breakfast featuring local maple syrup served up by station staff and programmers. So you can come meet your favorite on-air hosts, tour the studio, you could participate in a live broadcast, and take part in a special radio workshop. So breakfast will be served from 9 till 10:30, and then the workshop's going to be at 11. There is a sliding scale fee for the pancakes and food, but it's a humble, humble fee. And the event's sponsored by Camp Hill Village of Copaic, Crown Maple Syrup of Dover Plains, and Russell Farms of Rhinebeck. I love maple syrup.
Me too. I like maple sugar candies.
That's the best. Nature's candy.
They are so good.
Yay. And this is going to be at First Presbyterian Church on the corner of Warren and 4th here in Hudson. So everyone is welcome to join the fun. So again, that's Saturday, March 30th at 9 a.m.
Yep.
If you happen to be listening to the show after Saturday, we are sorry if you missed out on the pancakes and maple syrup.
But
hopefully you were there. And hopefully you'll make it next time.
Yeah.
More maple syrup.
Pancakes
always
are
good.
Delicious.
But yeah, so we're going to play some music, and then for those listening on Sunday, you'll hear some more from us in a little bit, and everybody else.
Yep.
We hope you have a good week. Read lots of good books.
Bye.
Happy reading.